Shit, I'm just trying to check my tunes this morning, see if we log talk dripping.
Good.
We rolling this morning. We rolling in here this morning. We on the morning drip too with Suleiman Bey on the Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. Man, I hope y'all been cool, man. It's been a while for me.
Yes, most definitely.
Again, follow in on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip. blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. As well. Make sure I'm good. Get my cap on, my thinking cap on. That's a little here. My rag on today. Yeah, so we just go get in here this morning and just keep it. If y'all want to log in too, to the morning drip, that's how that goes. Get in here and get some shit going on. I've been laid in the hospital too. I've been running hard on for y'all. Y'all be thinking so much. Don't forget, we logged in right now to my live broadcast. I got a broadcast on the.com/themorningdrip. And I'm tag in to that. It's blogtalkradio.com/themorning live on IG, and we is live on Blog Talk Radio. So I just want to slide through for my audience. I know I've been doing a schedule. Cool. Kent, I see you. Probably I got to hit you up, too, bro. Today, man, we'll chop some shit up. I got a lot of stuff going on. I took that thing off there for you too, man. You're looking good. My credit on I was way back about 4 months off. So good. If you see an unexpected increase in your business credit and shit soon, that's what it is, man. Because that lien came off, so you will be good, man. It's gonna show you, you know, you paid your creditors real fast. And we do all that here, man. And I'm more competition in the legal environment group, and with the law civics, and we got business stuff going on. We can help you repair your credentials with the creditors and all that. Like, we go deep into the profiles, man. We study the language and the codes, man. We don't go for that fugazi shenanigans. Like, we bust them upside of the head. If you're dealing with law issues, if you're dealing with the courts, if you're dealing with probation, all that, I know how to get you slid up all of that. And we don't got to do it all fast where you just boom, boom, boom on them. I see you, body. You ain't got to do it all fast where you just do it on them and be worried about when from snatching you up. We'll do it real subtly. We just get your paper trail going, get a lot of stuff slid in under the record where they don't even know. And by the time you slide it in and remove it on them, they so hit and crisscross that they can't even bust on you. And if they try to do anything, you got them crossed up. So that's what you got to do. You got to just set them up. You got to set them up for the wet up. So that's what this is about. Don't forget, y'all, y'all tuned in to me, follow me. We on live on the Morning Drip this morning with Suleiman Bey. That's at blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. We are live on the radio. I'm doing my show through there and on here, so I could do kill two birds in one stone. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, peace and over one piece to the God, man. So just trying to build a network of individuals and people, man, because for myself, like, I got a lot of people that's tapping in and want help with legal issues, and that's cool. I know how to deal with that. I know how to deal with the legal issues, but we need networks. We need a dream team. We need people to know how to deal with know how to deal with these people, put these claims on them. But insurance game, you know, put a bond on you. You give me some money, and then I make sure I'm insured to cover if you dip off. I don't care if you dip off or not. Shit, I'm insured and covered. But we need some good people in the way to help motherfuckers out when people going to jail. Anytime on bonds and all this, and you have a good company that could go in there and grab a person, man. You could be a surety company and go grab a person. So that's stuff I'm focusing on right now. Because they snitty snatching people up left and right, whether it's my loved ones, your loved ones, or whatever. They still trying to snatch them up, and it's just things that we got to do to get ourselves in order. So I've been doing a lot of status correction for people, getting their status corrected, because you got to understand, like, you could have some money and you could pay off some stuff. Oh, yeah, okay, that's cool. But if you can't keep these people from coming at you, from keep putting claims against your person, then that's going to be a problem. In the line, you go fall. Somewhere down the line, somebody going to be too much for you. They're going to be too big of a burden on you, man, and go destroy your whole empire, man, because you personal guaranteeing and not understanding how to run businesses and stuff. So we trying to get into that. Just understanding what we got going on of our own. And that birth certificate is the thing. That's why I've been teaching that. Like, man, people, y'all got to look at that birth certificate. You got to look at it for what it is, and you got to just put a claim on. And, like, I step on it. Everything I do, I step out on faith. Like, I learn it, I teach it, but people say, well, how you know? Well, how you know this? First, you got to study it. First, you got to study and see if something add up. I mean, if you see something long enough and you see it didn't add up, now it's about busting your move. Hell, you ain't going to never tell until you bust your move. But if you done did all your research, your comprehensive cross-examination and study, you know, okay, it's supposed to go this way, that way, then you're supposed to move out on faith. And that'd be a lot of people move out on faith. And make it happen, man. See what happened and go from there. So this thing with the birth certificate, that was my thing. That's how I seen it. I see everybody out here trying to chase a check. Everybody out here trying to chase these instruments. Everybody out here trying to chase everything that's attached to this birth certificate, not knowing that it was created in fraud and it was created with an injury to your mom and you. Like, you got a valid claim there, but you don't have no valid claim. And the reason you scared for your valid claim is because you're still in a Negro mind. So therefore, you think you as a Negro, you good where you at? You got a car, you can walk around. You don't stir up the waters, Brother Bey. Master been too good to us, Brother Bey. Don't stir up the waters. See, that's what your mindset is when somebody try to tell you something new. Because if you knew better, you'd do better instead of sitting around and just looking. You see what I'm saying? You get in the race. So you start pushing and going for what you know, trying to save yourself and your family, not trying to get alone and stay alone. That don't work like that. That shit ain't never worked. It ain't never worked. So you got to just go for self, do for self and kind, network with people, and make shit happen. It ain't hard to build up a team of people who are trying to do something to go somewhere and put our minds and resources together to make something happen. I mean, people got to look at that. Damn, 10 of us know each other, put $100 in the pot every month. You can't afford that? We got $1,000 to go do something with at the end of the month. Hell, in 10 months, we got $10,000 to go invest on something. And motherfuckers ain't even doing shit like that out there. And then the opportunities passing up, popping up, America for sale, all kind of shit for sale, and you can't even go get shit. You feel me? A little funky ass, something that costs $12,000, $15,000, you got to go spend it on yourself, or you don't have people that want to even piece up. But you fuck with three or four people, and they can't just piece up. Well, how much is it, homie? I got $3,000, let's get that. Another piece on the Monopoly board. Nah, motherfuckers game goofy. So that's how that go. So we trying to get some shit together, man, build up a team, build up a network of motherfuckers, man, put some shit in the pot, make something happen with stuff coming around. Then this dream team, like, I'm dope with the paper game on the legal system. I got paper game to get anything dismissed. Yeah, the universe is my witness. I got anything dismissed at any terminated from the universe. I got that. But what I still need is more people that's more in tune, not what I say with law, but just dealing with, like I said, the people that know how to deal with the bond issues with them. You got to cover all aspects. I could go into the court, deal with the paper, but who deals with the other interest? Who deals the process of buying and all that. Who's the shoes to do all that? And get shit together. We have a bad network going around this country. You wouldn't even be able to hold nobody. Nah. You ain't going to hold nobody. People don't understand the bond game while we getting shitted on and other people's being surety on you. Your own folks could be a surety. Being a surety on you. Yeah, trying to get you caught up and kept. This shit crazy. So I've been doing a lot of work for the guys and girls, right? So the people been hitting me up for the law stuff to get the stuff off of. And all of it is a process, y'all. It's about correcting your status, understanding that you in a Roman, they dealing with classism around here. So everything is on class. And if you don't understand the class and the system, how the class runs, then you will be a victim to it. So for instance, there's four classes of people in the country, right? So you got the national, that's the highest person. Then you got the U.S. citizen, you got the foreigner, and you got the alien. So you got to understand what those, what levels of, how can I say it, rights they have or don't have. But remember, the national was 1528 or 1508. And you could look at it and see the national ID. But when they pull you over, everybody thinks you're supposed to have this license or this public ID that everybody been pulling out because you don't know the codes and the laws. Police pull you over, you tell them they ain't got no license and then, or they smell some weed, they start saying probable cause. You believe that they got a probable cause. Y'all let that word is real. That's why they use it. But they misapply it to you. They make you think that they got the right to probable cause you for anything, that it's a probable cause. That I have probable cause to mess with you. I have probable cause to fuck with you. Hey, you were smoking. Hey, you was doing this. No license. I got probable. No. They use that because the Constitution bounds them with the probable cause clause. See? But it's being misapplied to you because you was taught not to read and you don't understand. So everything you've been taught has been given to you. How to interpret the Bible, how to interpret the Quran, all that stuff has been given to you. It's been interpreted for you and force-fed to you. So that's why you're still down. That's why you even prophet or medical come to you. Because it's all spoken to you faster than an eye. You just now waking up to figure that out. That everybody been lying to you. So these people are bound here, all right? They bound here at Article 6, okay? So the quicker y'all understand that and know that, you need to go read Article 6 of the Constitution. That's what bounds them here. They're bound by oath of affirmation. Now, when they start hollering this oath of affirmation crap, when the police start talking about probable cause, let me give y'all a little lesson. Okay, so Amendment 4 is the right of the people to be secure in against unreasonable seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Here go the catch. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Meaning they just don't have no open season, no open rain. Oh, come here, let me put, even, I'm talking about your person, not even just going to your car. They don't have a right to search you or seize you, take you down, without a probable cause warrant supported by oath or affirmation describing the exact person in the exact place. They don't give you full broad range to run through my car, take the hubcaps off, pull out the seats, go to the glove compartment, go to the trunk. It doesn't. You have to first, if you, first and foremost, if it's a felony, a citizen can jump out on you and grab you. Let's get that straight. You don't need a warrant. If you commit a breach of the peace, a citizen can arrest you. Let's get that right. You don't need a warrant. So those are the only two reasons you can be arrested. For a felony in the presence or a to pull you over for speeding, whatever you was doing, and then find out that you drunk, and then to find out that you smoking weed, then find out that you don't have no license, then go into your car and find work, find guns, and find whatever, and you fighting cases and going to jail, they bogus. That's a warrantless search. If they thought you was doing something, if they thought something was in there, the probable cause supported by oath of affirmation means that officer was supposed to secure the scene, meaning he don't have to detain you, but he was supposed to secure the scene, make sure you couldn't move nothing around or whatever. Then he's supposed to call the judge or magistrate and see if the judge or magistrate would authorize for him to search, particularly what parts of the car. It could be other passengers in there. So he had to say, okay, the driver under the seat, I think it's some suspicion. At that point, the judge or the magistrate has to sign off on it. Then he has a probable cause warrant. But just to him to throw out to you and say probable cause, no, ma'am, no, sir. You're being hoodwinked and bamboozled, and you shouldn't be in jail. And if you're fighting a case for that, that's what you need to be calling me about, because that's what I'm going to get dismissed on you. Point blank, and it's serious. There's not nothing to it. They bound here by certain measures in the Constitution, and all you got to do is understand them and know. Yeah, that's all you got to do. So like I said, it says again, Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. This language is direct. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation. That's why it's so important for you to get their oath or affirmation, because whatever they do to you, if they violated their oath, you got them. They put you over and they didn't have reason to put over, and you see, you don't know about the oath. They're bound by oath or affirmation. So you go get their oath or affirmation because they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Quit running your little nappity lips talking about, oh, they violated my constitutional rights, and you don't even know the Constitution. So how you know what the hell they violated, and you ain't studied the Constitution a day in your life? Because if you did and you knew that, you would be doing better right now. So quit saying they violated my constitutional rights. That's game goofy to me. If the Constitution was conferring some rights to you, it would seem like a smart person would go study that and learn that. But you just keep throwing it out there saying, oh, they violated my constitutional right. You've been saying that shit since you was a baby, and you still don't know the Constitution, and you still getting molested and raped and took all day long. Shit, I don't understand. Everybody's supposed to be so top, sharp, and tough and got all this game, but everybody ain't goofy. Yeah, game goofy. You done did 14, 15 years in prison, 10 years in prison, and you come home and you go keep checking into these people after you done did the crime for the time? Shit, they got life fucked up with me. I don't know about none of y'all, but with me, shit, if I did the time, what the fuck you mean? Ain't no, oh, early release, got you out a little time, now you got a paper trail for 3 or 4 or 5 years, longer than your sentence. Hell, they gave you 14 years, you did 12, and now you got a 5-year tail. That don't add up. Shit, they got me fucked up, but not me. I'm not going to sit back for it. I know who you are and who you not. I know you's a fake, and I know you's a jive turkey. Yeah, I know you's a polar bear trying to hang with gorillas. I know you can't hang. So I don't just treat you like you is. I just talk to you like you is. I know what you is and what you ain't. So that's what it's about. They're authorized by Congress to do business here. And the judicial is at Article 1, at Article 3. The legislative is at Article 1. The executive branch is at Article 2. So if you got to be sanctioned by Congress, it's only one court sanctioned by Congress, and that's the Supreme Court. And any of the inferior courts, they still have to be sanctioned by Congress at Article 3. So ask yourself, what kind of court are you going to? Are you going to a municipal court? Bop. Are you going to a circuit court? Bop. You going to these little bogus district courts? Bob, they're all bogus. They're all kangaroo courts. You got to know how to set the forum on them. You got to know how to put them in perspective and how to file the proper papers in the right forums so the court can stand up to what you need it to be. That's on y'all. That's on Reed. Kelly. I see you. Yeah, so that's what this is about. This straight bondage. Being caught up on something that we don't read. All you got to do is study the Constitution. These people are bound. They took an oath to support that. When they violate you, all you got to do is go look at the Constitution and see what the Constitution protects. What type of rights it protects? The secured and unalienable and inalienable rights of the people. It protects that. It protects the rights that you was given from the nature, from the Creator. It protects that. You got the right to do business. You got the right to start a ministry. You got the right to assemble. You got the right to freedom of speech. You got the right to freedom of press. That's a whole industry right there. You can start a ministry. You can sell books. You could do a radio show. Just like right now. Don't forget that y'all follow me, because we live on blogtalkradio.com, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. That's why I want y'all to follow me at, too, because I do a lot of broadcasting on my blog talk show. So we live and direct on that this morning on the blogtalkradio.com/The Morning Drip. To all the ladies out there, I'm trying to get y'all packed in the building on Sunday. The class is Sunday. It runs every 2 weeks. It's called Certificate of Live Birth. The blank check is $25. You can't, and this is something you can't put a price on this. So that's $50 a month. It runs for 6 months. It's a $300 class course that we're running through and go show you how to go get reparations for that birth certificate, how to get paid for the injuries they've done to y'all ladies. Yeah, every day y'all went up there and gave y'all information and confidence to these old squatters, and then they took it in and ran amok on you and didn't even know, been using your image and likeness to the detriment of yourself and your whole nation. Your child wasn't born. Your child was free for a couple days, and then they worked some technology on us. And now we suffer, and we suffering because of it. That's an injury claim, and anybody who sit back and don't do nothing about it, you go down and you say nothing about it. You wrote something down on the paper to somebody, and now you find out all these years later what they done to it. You ain't screaming from the mountaintop. You ain't got none of the state of these people. You ain't got a claim. Let one of us owe you some money. Let one of us do something and use your image and likeness. Let one of your partners tap into your account and use your image and likeness. Shit, y'all won't be friends no more. Sure won't. You'll be on Jerry Springer, Maury, Judge Mathis, everybody else talking about what they did and on the phone running it up. That nigga there. Yeah. But these people do something to you, don't do nothing. One of us do something to you, pull the gun out, blow my face off, right in blood, Dre like, don't even give a damn about it. Master do something to you, don't do nothing. Tuck your tail. Yes, I'm. That's how you talk to him, too. Don't give us no respect to each other. Yeah, brother, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. You don't even have the respect. As soon as one of them hit the corner, yes, I'm asking, sir. Yes, I'm asking. I'll be good. Toby, you turned into Toby quick. You forgot about Kunta Kinte. So I don't got no mercy for you if you're out there scared. You can't be scared, man. You got to take out a walk of faith. I'm the example. That's what Yahushua came to tell y'all. I'm the example. Quit calling on somebody else's name. You calling on Jesus and whoever else's name. What you going to do for yourself? He said, if you believe me in what I do, you could do these things in greater. He didn't tell you it was just for him. He told you you could do these things in greater. Y'all sitting around calling somebody's name instead of calling on your damn self, searching inside yourself. I, self, law, am master. Hell, you the master. Yeah, so whatever your failures and weaknesses is, whatever you can't overcome, wherever you can't get to, it's on you. Who's supposed to do it? That's what I thought. Quit looking on somebody outside of yourself, man. Do it yourself, man. That's the whole point about this. So I got a lot of little stuff. I'm going to put out some more templates and stuff. I'm going out through my link tree. I got a lot of templates and stuff to help people out and stuff. I'm going to put a little package together, just give them away, maybe $1 or $2, $1 PDF. $1 PDF store. Yeah, I'm going to run the dollar PDF store. Get everything you need. Child support, everything you need. Just run through it. I don't care. I had to pay for it to get all the files that I got. So it's only right if I sell them. I ain't go text nobody. $1 PDFs. Every PDF I got, I'm selling them for $1. I'm going to put them on my link tree and put them out there for y'all to use. And they take you to a whole nother level. You don't need people here. I got a utility company. PDF so tough, the utility company won't send you no bill no more. Everybody trying to figure out a way to not pay them and what to write not. You need to write the right person the goddamn letter and get your account severed from the other bullshit they doing to everybody else. So that's what this is about. So you want the morning drip, as well as live with me on IG. Don't forget to go over to Al Moore. consultationllc.com and check out the website, see what kind of service you need and holler. Don't forget for your donation, we got the 501c3 100% tax deductible. If you're doing business with me, if you need a package done, you need something done, you can send payments to the nonprofit, get your whole tax write-off for January or whatever when you do your taxes. So you really go to the product and the benefits of the service for free. That address, that email is health.info. You got to spell the word with the dashes. So h-e-a-l-t-h.info. That's for the donations at the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity website. And don't forget to tap into me at almoreconsultationllc.com to leave your information and stuff on there. So I'll get back with you or whatever. So, yeah, You're just getting an understanding of your birth certificate. There's no way that you can't look at that birth certificate and see the injuries done to you. Look at it. Just start at it. Okay, you understand now about the all capital. But say if that's not something serious to a lot of people. They don't understand the significance of that. You got to read and you got to study to find out. But the next thing you go through is you see that they got you at all caps. Now they got your place of birth at the hospital. See, this is the trick. Instead of being at where you live at with home to put the place of birth down in Chicago. You just think, oh, that place of birth, it ain't insinuating nothing. No, they was tying that all capital in to that birthplace address as a business. That hospital is the business address for that name. That's why when you're setting up your EINs and stuff, you're supposed to be setting up your EIN and your DBA under the address of the hospital. So it coincides with the trichnology they did on you, so you can always show and prove that this is a corporation, a business, a trust, or whatever you want to call it. See? That way you cover your ass. Yeah, you get the EIN, hospital address, DBA, set it up, partnership between you and the straw man. Now you moving and grooving. 1099 contractor, whatever businesses you set up, do business under them. They pull you over and try to identify you as that person, try to put a claim on you. You could go show. This motherfucker got an EIN, got a DBA.